Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Emerald Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web. We invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today's special guest is Bill Deering. He's a motivational speaker who overcame his stutter to present to over 12,000 students nationwide. And he's here with us today to talk about overcoming adversity in our own lives. So welcome, Bill. Thanks for being here.
You're welcome.
Now let's jump right in and talk about the challenges that you face. As a child, I know that you had the stuttering since the age of 7, and that must have been difficult kind of growing up. What were the challenges that you faced on a daily basis?
Challenges I faced on a daily basis is, the challenge of being able to sit, to say my name, to answer the phone, to talk in class, there are things that I really avoided. As I was growing up, I also, when I got to a high school, I had to deal with not only stuttering, but I was overweight. I had poor grades. Stuttering had a major impact on my life, where I would never speak to anyone, and I kept to myself.
And Bill, I was just thinking that must have been a very lonely place for you. Did you? How did you? And when did you decide? Did you just decide to embrace the stuttering? Say, hey, this is me. I have to embrace it. And what other types of strategies did you use to overcome the stuttering and the fear of talking to people?
Okay. What I did is I realized, that instead of looking for over 30 years, I looked at stuttering as a problem. And what really made the difference is when I discovered stuttering as an advantage. What I noticed is that when I stutter, people stop. They listen to me very closely because they want to hear everything that I have to say. And that's my advantage. People don't get listened to in that way, and I do. And after that, it's not that I stopped caring that I stuttered. It's that I stopped letting my concern stop me in my life. And, so really, that's what I did, and, that was the game changer for me, was to take what I thought was the biggest problem in my life and make it into the biggest advantage in my life. So anything can be an advantage in your life. It really has to do, you have to look at, the view of the situation. So my point of view is that stuttering was a problem. When I changed my point of view that stuttering is an advantage, stuttering became an advantage. And now, I still stutter sometimes, but the fear of stuttering doesn't limit me in my life. I stutter when I stutter, and I don't when I don't.
Right. So, Bill, one way that people can overcome really any challenge is that, just like you mentioned, to look at that challenge not as a problem, but as an advantage. Do you have some other ways, another couple of ways that people can overcome any challenge in their lives?
Yes. Identify the challenge, create an action plan, and then create a team to support you. You know, it could be family, friends, colleagues, people that you respect. It's really anyone that's willing to encourage and empower you to move forward. I wouldn't be where I am if it wasn't having the support of a team in my life.
And what would be one piece of advice that you would give to our listeners who may be dealing with some kind of adversity, who may feel like giving up? What would you tell them at this moment?
Well, how I deal with failure is I persist. I look at failure as an opportunity to grow and develop and persevere through adversity. As a speaker, I've gotten a lot of no's. In fact, at one point in my career, I made 3,500 calls before I got scheduled to speak at a college. If I had given up, I would have never had the opportunity to experience the successes, fulfillment, and satisfaction of making a difference for others. I would have missed out on having students come up to me and share that they're never going to laugh at anyone again. So I would say, keep going. You never know what you can do.
Well, Bill, thank you so much for your inspirational story and time with us here today on Jennings Wire. Our listeners can learn more about Bill Deering and where he is speaking next at his website, which is stuttering-disability-motivational-speaker.com. So that's Stuttering Disability Motivational Speaker with dashes in between each word .com. Thank you, Bill, for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR, the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine. Jennings Wire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit JenningsWire.com and discover the blogger that is just right for you. Till next time.